In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. As our brother Dennis has died with the Lord, so may he live with him in glory. Let us pray. O God, Almighty Father, our faith professes that your Son died and rose again. Mercifully grant that through this mystery, your servant Dennis, who has fallen asleep in Christ, may rejoice to rise again through him, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of Sacred Scripture.
Our reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples. The web that is woven over all nations, he will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On this day he will be said, "Behold our God, to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us." The word of the Lord.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is none. I, John, heard a voice from heaven say, write this. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, said the Spirit, let them find rest from their labors, for their works accompany them. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Gospel of the Lord.
To the family and friends of Dennis, my condolences on behalf of Bishop Kagan, our bishop here and pastor of the cathedral, and myself as the rector. We lost a dear friend, and it's going to take me time to find a stable reader now in my pews. I want you to imagine with me just briefly the many years that Dennis read, I believe 30 plus years. Imagine how much scripture he read from this ambo. And also how much he heard. He heard most of the Bible numerous times. Probably a good old, at least 10. It's quite astounding. His love for the Word of God. And as my staff was telling me this morning, he was a great Saint Nicholas. Here for our CCD kids and at the school, he did kind of look like Santa Claus, huh? There's many people here from our daily masses at the cathedral. It's great to have all of you here as well. To be able to say some words, to remember Dennis, to pray for him in this time of grief. I understand. I didn't get a chance, as I told the family, to get to know Dennis well, since I've only been here 4 months, but I knew him already when I was a seminarian, huh? He was memorable enough. And you don't find the Eastern, East Coast accent very often in Bismarck, North Dakota. So he was a memorable man. But Holy Week this year, I'd been here for a full 2 months about. On Wednesday of Holy Week, we had about 90 high school students sitting in these pews for Mass. We had the chaplain of the high school here celebrating Mass. I celebrated with him. And I came to find out after Dennis read that morning, or before Dennis read that morning, he decided to take out my handrails at about 7:35. If you're wondering why the two handrails are bent, it was because of our friend Dennis Larkin. The family was good enough to let me mention that. So we'll remember him for a while till we get those fixed. And he was adamant. Lori is the first time I met her. He was adamant that he wanted to keep reading. He said, "Father, no, it's fine. I can keep reading." And he came back the next week. But then he wasn't here. First time back in the cathedral since then, I believe, for Dennis. He's been so good to us here over the years, and his love for God and the church. Family, Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled." I'll leave that for you. It's the main thing to remember today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith also in me, in Jesus. And that's what your dad had. He had faith in God. And he had faith in Jesus. That Dennis was a man of the church. He was a man of the sacraments. He loved the sacraments. Someone just told me before Mass, as Dennis sat right in here every day, that he would tear up at the moment of the consecration. He had a special dad. I'm not saying he was perfect. We all read the obituary. But he was a man of faith, who loved Jesus, who knew who Jesus was, and where he was to be found, which is in the church and in the sacraments. And what Dennis found was the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus, he knew his way, he knew the truth, and he found life. And Jesus promised him, as we heard in the gospel, a place in his kingdom. That's what he does for his friends. Everyone, if we know him as a friend, if we come to him and receive him with great Christian hope, we can have confidence that Jesus has a dwelling for him. It's a beautiful gift of the church. It's a beautiful gift of what Jesus has promised. That if we know him and are close to him, he wants us to be with him for eternity. And your dad leaves you this great challenge, family, and all of us here. Dennis knew and loved Jesus, and he found him in the church. And I'm sure he would want that for you as well. To find Jesus, our Savior, our friend, our Redeemer, here in the church, here in the sacraments, that we grow closer and closer to him, that Jesus has shown us the way. He is the way if we grow close to him. But if we don't, Jesus will get in the way our whole life. He's going to keep nagging us. He's going to keep going after us until we find him, till we find the way. Last, I simply leave you with this. This is always a good moment, everyone, to be reminded especially for the family, the need for forgiveness. Like I said, I'm not going to claim to know your dad as an expert, but he wasn't perfect because no one was. This is the time to forgive. So Jesus can set him free, but also set you free to come see the blessings of your dad, the gift of faith that he had. And I think in a particular way today, we want to remember Linda, because from what everyone has told me, Dennis was never the same after she passed. He visited the cemetery every day. It's not too bad, everyone, huh? He loved her. And so to forgive your parents, but also, right, to find in them an example of faith. An example of faith. The same faith he's given each of us, and he wants to give you today more and more deeply. We give thanks in a particular way. I want to give thanks for Dennis's life, his great impact here on the parish. That's why there's many faces here who are his friends, because of Mass, because he came and read so faithfully so many years. Eternal rest grant unto Dennis, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Please stand. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ has risen from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for his church. Confident that God hears the voices of those who trust in the Lord Jesus, we join our prayers to his.
For Dennis, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that he may now be admitted to the company of the saints, we pray to the Lord. For our brother, who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that he may be raised up on the last day, we pray to the Lord. Many friends and members of our families have gone before us and await the kingdom. Grant them an everlasting home with your Son. We pray to the Lord. The family and friends of Dennis need comfort and consolation. Heal their pain, dispel the darkness and doubt that come from grief. We pray to the Lord. We are assembled here in faith and confidence to pray for all of our deceased family and friends. Strengthen our hope so that we may live in the expectation of your Son's coming. We pray to the Lord.
May the prayer of those who cry to you benefit the souls of your servants, O Lord. Free them, we pray, from all their sins, and make them sharers in your redemption through Christ our Lord. Amen. At this time, please be seated for the preparation of the altar.
Thank you.
Please stand and pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we humbly present to you these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, for the salvation of your servant Dennis, we beseech your mercy that he who did not doubt your Son to be a loving Savior may find in him a merciful judge who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him, the hope of blessed resurrection is dawned, that those saddened by the certainty of dying might be consoled by the promise of immortality to come. Indeed, for your faithful Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for them in heaven. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Please kneel or be seated. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember your servant, Dennis, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Please stand. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. So we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Please kneel or be seated. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. At this time of Holy Communion, as Catholics, we believe this is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And so if you're not Catholic or not a practicing Catholic, you may remain in your pew or come forward for a simple blessing by crossing your arms.
Taste and see.
Please stand. Let us pray. Lord God, whose Son left us in the sacrament of his body food for the journey, mercifully grant that, strengthened by it, our brother Dennis may come to the eternal table of Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. As if I didn't say enough about Dennis already. The family reminded me he had all the music planned, all these readings chosen. He was ready. He was ready for his funeral mass. And we're honored to be able to have prayed for him here at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Know of our continued prayers for all of you. The family invites you to join them for fellowship immediately following the burial at Kiwanis Shelter Number 2 here in Bismarck. So please join them. Before we go our separate ways, let us take leave of our brother. May our farewell express our affection for him. May it ease our sadness and strengthen our hope. One day we shall joyfully greet him again, when the love of Christ, which conquers all things, destroys even death itself. Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our brother Dennis in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, he will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon Dennis in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith, until we all meet in Christ and are with you and are with our brother forever, through Christ our Lord.
In peace, let us take our brother to his place of rest.
You are told in the shadow. Jesus.